For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former intelligence leaders who served under both Democratic and Republican presidents released a statement announcing President Trump's decision to revoke former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance as ill-considered and unprecedented. Sources in the White House say the president is planning on revoking more clearances in the coming days. His next target is Bruce Orr, a little-known Justice Department employee.
I think Bruce Orr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly.
The president has repeatedly targeted Orr because of his contacts with Christopher Steele, the former British spy who investigated Trump's ties to Russia. The Department of Justice says that Orr has no involvement with Robert Mueller's investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
I have often said that you can take the man out of the UN, but you can't take the UN out of the man.
That was former UN Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize winner Kofi Annan in 2006. He is dead at age 80. Annan, who was born in Ghana, served as the seventh UN Secretary General from 1997 to 2006 and was the first to rise from the ranks of the UN staff. Miss America is speaking out. Here's WCBS-TV's Christine Johnson.
Sarah Munn sent a letter to a host of former Miss Americas. Munn accuses chairwoman Gretchen Carlson and CEO Regina Hopper of bullying, manipulating, and attempting to silence her. It is the latest controversy less than a month before the pageant in Atlantic City. The organization eliminated the pageant swimsuit competition, and officials with 19 state pageants want the current leadership ousted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Funeral and memorial services are planned for Aretha Franklin, who died Thursday at age 76. The funeral will be held in her hometown in Detroit on the 31st. Viewing will take place August 28th and 29th at the Charles H. Wright Museum for African American History. The service for the family and friends will be at the Greater Grace Temple the following day. There's also word that there will be a public tribute event in November at Madison Square Garden in New York, produced by the legendary Clive Davis. A young woman is charged with reckless endangerment after pushing her friend off a bridge. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
You've probably seen the video over and over again on national television news of the 18-year-old woman pushing her 16-year-old friend off a bridge in Vancouver, Washington, into water 60 feet below. Taylor Smith says she and a bunch of friends gathered at the bridge to dive off. Jordan Holgerson decided not to jump, and Smith pushes her anyway. Holgerson suffered broken ribs and punctured lungs. She's now home. Smith tells ABC News Holgerson wanted to be pushed, but she has apologized several times.
At the beginning, she was very, "You're fine. I know you didn't mean to hurt me." And then now she just doesn't answer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.